with the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Scientists have long known that burning fossil fuels raises global temperatures by wrapping the world in an insulating blanket of greenhouse gases. Carbon dioxide melts polar ice and expands the volume of the oceans, driving up sea levels and causing coastal flooding. But there's a second, invisible impact of fossil fuels on oceans. Carbon dioxide reacts with water to form carbonic acid. Over the last 200 years, the acidity of the oceans has increased by a third, weakening the shells of clams, oysters, coral, and plankton. A new study, published yesterday by scientists at the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center in Maryland, suggests this acidification may also be having an unexpected impact on the Chesapeake Bay and other waterways, more frequent fish kills. Fish kills often stink up Baltimore's Inner Harbor and the bay in the summer, when high nitrogen and phosphorus pollution levels feed algal blooms that suck oxygen out of the water at night, making the fish suffocate. The new research found that a common species of small fish, the silverside, gasps for oxygen and then dies more quickly in water with oxygen that would normally sustain it when the fish are also subjected to slightly more acidic water. Here's Denise Breitberg, senior scientist at the Smithsonian.
We caught the fish right here in the Rogue River, then just gradually lowered oxygen and increased the acidity and watched the fish's response.
In case you're wondering what exactly the response was, the laboratory with the tanks of water used for the experiment is called the DOOM Lab, the Dissolved Oxygen Oyster Mortality Lab, or more commonly, the Room of Doom, as it certainly was for the poor silversides.
So when acidity is high and oxygen is low, fish were much more sensitive to low oxygen. So they actually headed up to the surface to try to gulp that water right at the very surface layer in contact with air, when oxygen in the water was not quite as low as what it would take to normally drive them to the surface. That really exposes them to bird predation, for one thing. But then of the ones that we just kept lowering the oxygen on, they also died at higher oxygen concentrations than would otherwise affect the fish.
All right, but who cares about silversides anyway? It's not like it's a Chesapeake tradition to invite your family and friends over to eat a big bucket of these little minnows. Well, for one thing, what is happening to the silversides could well be happening to many other species of fish. And although people don't eat silversides, many other animals do. Here's Breitberg again.
Well, one of the things with silversides, my postdoc, Seth Miller, who was the lead author on the paper, loves to describe them as the popcorn of the bay because everything eats them. Fish eat them, raccoons eat them, birds eat them. So if they're affected, then the effects on them can really be translated throughout the food web.
One implication of the study is that the oxygen water quality standards set by the government for the Chesapeake Bay and other waterways may not be protective enough for fish survival because they do not take into account the increasing acidification of our waters. But a broader implication is that everything is linked. You may not think about it, but driving your car may be contributing to fish kills as well as floods. There is an answer. Drive less, burn less, vote for politicians who support solar and wind energy, and tighter regulation of pollution. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise to put up a fucking line. Took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be a paradise and put up a fucking